This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls. Born in Albuquerque, trumpeter Paul Gonzalez is best known for his playing with the New Mexico jazz ensemble known as Straight Up and the Afro-Cuban group Son Como Son. While an Albuquerque firefighter for many years, Paul's station mates knew him as the guy sitting on his bunk with headphones on and a keyboard in his lap transcribing jazz tunes to practice. Paul tells interviewer Roy Durfee that it all started for him when he crossed paths in elementary school with another one of Albuquerque's top jazz players.
Arlen Asher's wife was my first grade teacher, and so that was my first exposure to wind instruments. He brought about six or seven of his horns and set them up on stands in front of the class and let us all blow on them. That's one of the reasons I wanted to play baritone saxophone and tenor saxophone and clarinet.
Yeah, because Arlen actually plays them all, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He plays horns you never even heard of.
And now, like over 30 years later, you're playing with him still in Straight Up?
Yeah, we've been playing a lot, so it's actually a good thing that I'm not playing saxophone because I get to share the bandstand with Arlen.
When was the first time you actually heard something that would be called jazz?
During high school, Chuck Mangione and Maynard Ferguson were pretty popular at the time. It was fine, but just wasn't that exciting for me until I heard Woody Shaw. That was what really got me addicted to jazz.
When did you first hear Woody's playing?
During my junior year in high school, 79.
Okay, that's actually just about the time that Tom Guralnick brought him here to Albuquerque, isn't it?
Yeah, right after I discovered who he was, all of a sudden there he was playing at the Chemo Theater 2 weeks later.
Uh-huh, yeah, well, actually, I remember that show.
Woody is probably the last great innovator on trumpet that we've had in the history of jazz. He added to the vocabulary things that have never been heard before on trumpet. They're very difficult, more saxophone-type melody lines, and he was the one that inspired me to keep on playing trumpet.
You had some experience playing in a military band, did you?
Yeah, I went to got a trumpet scholarship to UNM, but before that year was out, I didn't spend the full year there. I dropped out and joined the Army band.
And where did you wind up playing in the band?
Well, first you go to, you go through the basic military training, then you go to the School of Music in Virginia, where they have the Army, Navy, and Marine bands. They have theory classes, and you have to learn all the military bugle calls, and after you get through the six-month school, then you go to your permanent duty station, and had a choice of Boston or Kentucky. And so I wanted to get where jazz was happening, so I went to Boston.
Okay. Where did you spend your after-hours time when you were in Boston? Or probably you were outside of Boston, like Fort Devens or something like that?
Yeah, that's about 35 miles west of Boston. So I got home 3 or 4 in the morning just about, every time I went out there. So my favorite club was the Willow.
And who were you listening to then?
There was a lot of guys like Jerry Braganzi, George Garzon, and James Williams, who turned out to be a guy I studied with. I discovered him on the radio, so I went out to the Willow. He happened to be playing at the Willow.
And what happened?
After a couple months of going to a lot of his gigs, I finally got the guts up to the courage to ask him if he gave lessons. I was thinking he was going to tell me, "Get out of here, kid. You're bothering me." But we did a couple lessons, and after that, we just became friends and just hung out and talked about music a lot. And so there was really no formal lessons after that.
2 years, and you're back here. Is that sort of it?
About 3 years. Yeah, 3 years in the Army and then back here.
And you were working for the Albuquerque Fire Department.
Yeah, I that allowed me to, you know, practice and play a little bit on the days off. And later on, I found out I could, you know, go in the back parking lot, sit in my truck, and try to practice the horn a little bit until the alarm went off.
Over the years, did you find any similarity between being a fireman and being a jazz player?
There's actually a lot of similarities in that jazz is the art of improvising, and every call you answer in the fire department, they're all different. There's no two calls alike, so you're always improvising in some sort of way. Always a situation you've never seen before.
While you were sitting out in your truck in the fire department parking lot, what were you listening to, or who were you listening to?
Louis Armstrong. Sometimes you start dreaming about all this music you've been listening to, and that happened to me after listening to a week of Louis. I was hearing certain phrases from all these different songs, and so I woke up one morning and kind of strung those together, and that's how I wrote a tribute to Louis Armstrong. I called it Louis's Inferno.
On trumpet, Albuquerque's Paul Gonzalez from his CD Warm Valley. We heard Louis' Inferno and hear a little bit of Druman Negrita. Paul was interviewed by Roy Durfee. To learn more about Paul Gonzalez and to hear more from our interview session, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of jazz musicians with New Mexico ties. Support for the series comes from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.